Speaking of you, yesterday, Jill texted me a picture of her new kitten.
Yeah, what's with that new kitty?
He's so cute.
She is cute.
So it's a rescue, and I guess a lady in our neighborhood who wound up being, it wound up being one of Elliot's friends, she adopted a kitten for her daughter, and her daughter wound up being highly, highly allergic to it. So she had to find a new home for it.
In 2 seconds?
Yeah. Well, no, they had it for a couple of weeks. It's only 4 months old, but they had it for a couple of weeks. She went to the doctor, and they tried, I guess, a couple of things, and then she went back for an update, and the doctor was like, no, cat's got to go. So she was like, I don't know what to do with this cat. I got this cat. So we're like, okay.
Oh, the poor girl.
She's heartbroken.
You can't do that to the kid.
We wound up taking the kitten because Elliot and her are friends, and right. That way when she misses the kitten, she can come over and they can have play dates so she can see the cat.
Yeah, but that still sucks for the kid.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for her. She was. We went and got it when she wasn't there because that would have been super sad.
Yeah.
But it's the cutest cat. It's gray and it's got these like yellowy eyes. He's like a little velociraptor. He attacks everything. He's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's fun.
But he's a hoot. And the other cats... one is okay. We have a really old, big, fat cat named Yago, and he just kind of like dope-dee-dope around the house. So, but the kitten always wants to play with him, so she chases him. And then we have another like 3-year-old cat that's pretty young that they just he hisses at him really bad. Yeah, and so they're still working on it, but they're fine. Yesterday they were good. They kind of both raised their paws and looked at each other, and then put their paws down. Like, okay, fine, you're fine for now. I won't fight you yet. But they're doing all right. So, yeah. So, now I have 3, which...
Yeah, she's beginning to resemble my little...
That's it, though. No more.
Yeah, we said that, too.
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is. It is. We started. We were like 3. That's it. Okay, 4. Okay, that's fine. That's enough. Okay, 4 is good. Great balance. 2 and 2. Great. Okay, 5.
At what point do you need a front-end loader?
Oh, 5 is pregnant with 6. 5 is pregnant with 6. 6. Do I hear 11? Do I hear 11? 11. Oh, look at that one. He just, wait, where did that? Oh, he just came to our house. He must want to be here. 12.
I feel like...
do I hear 13?
Because with me, the reason I got so many, when I had my house back in the day in Tennessee, I had 2 cats, 2 dogs, but they all started out as fosters. I'm just going to hold on to them until I find them a home.
That's how it happened.
That's how it ended, because you're such animal people, so I'm sure that's how it happened with you too, and then you get attached to them, you're like, never mind, I'll just keep them.
Next thing you know, you're buying a backhoe to scoop that litter box.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and you really should subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have instructional videos and
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If you're thinking of getting more cats than any human should, you need expert advice. Come to Rick Stacy's School of Having Too Many Cats. Rick will teach you the ins and outs of cat hoarding, such as how to hide unpleasant odors.
Hey, if you keep a bag of rotting garbage in the kitchen, no one will ever notice the smell of the cat piss.
But that's not all. Rick will teach you how not to choke on cat hair while you're sleeping.
And the quickest way to scoop cat crap out of 10, 12, or even 15 litter boxes.
For just the cost of a can of Fancy Feast a day, you will become an expert cat herder.
It can be hard with too many cats. None of your friends want to come over, but who needs people anyway? You have cats!
Ask about our annual new couch subscription and our exclusive booklet on how to dislodge a cat's nails from your forehead.
Ouch! Come over here, stupid!
Rick Stacy's School of Having Too Many Cats.
Call meow.
Rick Stacy!